Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, happy Memorial Day, everybody. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us tonight on At Home with Victoria. We've got a fantastic show for you tonight, and what I'm really excited about is that the young lady, you guys know who she is. Sandy is always on At Home with Victoria. She comes on monthly. She's a spiritual advisor. I really love her because she deals a lot when it comes to pets and sort of, you know, pets that have gone on, you know, to another time and place, but she just sort of has that connection with them. So she's here to take your calls tonight and also to give some beauty advice. So I'm looking forward to that. Michael Kay is going to be calling in a couple of seconds. Sandy, happy Memorial Day, darling.
Thank you, Victoria, and thanks for having me on the show. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Does Memorial Day mean, I mean, I know it means something special to you like it does for all of us, but, you know, what's the Memorial Day like for Sandy?
Well, I had a lovely, lovely day, and it started with a prayer for all the warriors, all of them back in history that have fought for, you know, back in the day, warriors were known for fighting for the rights of women and children and the betterment of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what warriors were taught. And so I did a nice little prayer and thanked all the warriors from modern day back through history that have given their lives and sacrificed so that we can have what we have. And we do have an abundance. So
mm-hmm.
it started off, and the whole day was really like that, just a lot of gratitude and appreciation for all of that, everyone that has been involved in that now and back in time.
Absolutely. Michael Kay, are you joining us now as well? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Traffic was really bad, so I had to, I was late. So. Yes.
Good
Sandy.
Evening, Michael Kay.
Good evening, darling. Sandy, you're so right. Actually, I think it was Jasmine Booth on Facebook that posted a picture that was very depictive of what the truth of Memorial Day is. And it was a couple basically standing under a tree, holding hands and everything. And underneath them were these soldiers that were wounded, fighting to hold up the earth and everything like that. And I thought, that is exactly what Memorial Day should remember, and not the barbecue and the beer. However, we did have that as well. But, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we like that, too. And that's our way to celebrate it, sure.
Absolutely. Vic, we got some callers waiting on the line. Let's hop
go
right
for it.
Sandy Athey is going ahead and taking your calls tonight.
Great.
It's 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364. Going to first to the 306. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, is that me?
That is.
Yes.
Caller from the 306.
Hi, Sandy and Michael and Victoria. Thanks
Hello.
For taking my call. It's Kelly Lee here.
Hello.
Oh, Kelly Lee, the pretty lady where the love jumps off the page.
Oh, why, thank you. That's all so sweet. I wanted to ask about my dog. I have two beautiful girls. I've always wanted twins, but they came in the hairy form. They
cool.
are sisters. And one has, Chica, which is my full-figured girl, has a left leg that is bothersome, has trouble sometimes going upstairs. I do a lot of healing work on her. I have her not take on stuff. And I'm just wondering what's going on with her.
Wow, yay, Kelly Lee. Thank you so much for calling. Your energy is just so beautiful and lovely and welcome.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And, yeah, the first thing I kept getting when you were talking about your girls was virus.
Mm.
I kept hearing virus. So let me look a little bit further. Yeah, you know, the little bit of the weight thing, and has she been tested? Have you taken her to the vet?
Well, I take her to the vet. I try to do as much holistic as I can. I know that she does fluctuate with her weight, and we, you know, last year had her on a diet, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I keep hearing that there's nothing serious. I don't get anything serious or, oh, my gosh, I don't get anything like that.
Yep.
I get just a little, annoying, a virus that's just holding on and holding on. And focus on her liver, okay, when you do the energy work with her. It's something in the liver area, and it's processing through. And it also... It has something to do with the weight, and you can't figure out why she's not losing the weight, because you're putting her on a diet and you're walking her and all of these different things. Just that little bit of a virus in there, and focusing on the liver. And there's some great herbs too for puppies, some great herbs that help with the liver that would really help to kind of cleanse that through. And as far as taking things on, You are just lovely, and they know this, and they love you so much, and they let you take care of everything. They're telling me that, oh yeah, no, Kelly Lee takes care of everything. We're fine. We don't take on stuff.
Them and my husband, she takes care of everything.
Oh no, you take care of everything. Yeah. Especially spiritually and physically as well. But spiritually, it's just so clean. There's so much love around you. I wrote on your Facebook page. The love just jumped off the page, and love is what keeps us safe. Love is what keeps us happy. It's what keeps us protected and all of those things. And you just hang out in the love space and you attract more of it, and that's what you do. And those puppies love you so much, and so does your hubby.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very beautiful. Check the virus thing, though. And if you would like a little bit more in depth, give me a buzz. But focus on the liver intentionally when you're doing the healing work.
Okay.
You'll see a big difference.
She doesn't like a lot of hands-on. She likes more of physical manipulation, so I keep changing processes to find what process works for her.
Well, when you have a virus and you get achy? That's what happens with her leg. It gets achy. It's not like there's anything wrong with it or anything like that. When I get a virus, my neck hurts, because my neck is my vulnerable place. So her leg just, it gets a little sore. So you can work on that, but send intention to the liver. Just send intention there.
Got it.
You got
cool.
it. Oh, please.
Thank
Why are you.
You
calling me? Oh, my goodness. We should all be calling you. You're magnificent.
Well, maybe we all will.
Oh, yay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
I just want to remind you, too, if you want to contact Sandy directly, her number is 410-747-6510. That's 410-747-6510. Or you can go to www.sandyap.net.
Okay, well, you can maybe send those in an email. So 410, okay, great.
We'll send it, we'll send it in
an
email and also put it inside the chat room. Yeah, we'll do that for you.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks, Kelly, so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Kelly Lee.
Bye.
And bye, puppies.
Bye, puppies.
That's lovely. Lovely first call. Let's keep some energy going here. 610-328 is the caller. Caller from the 610, can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Lenny, how are you? Welcome back.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
My name is Sandy. I spoke with you a couple of months ago.
Who is this?
My name is Lynn.
Oh, hi, Lynn. Yes, hi.
Wow, you really remember me.
I remember your energy, sure.
How about
sure, that? Maybe not your name. I'm not so good with that. But the energy, of course.
Very cool. Well, you gave me some advice when we last spoke. Actually, I asked you a question regarding something that's happening for me, and it's been delayed, I would say, and you did tell me that was going to happen. And so I wanted to maybe speak a little bit more about that, cryptically, of course, and in that I mean that you told me it would not happen the way that I envisioned, but it would happen. And then Michael asked when, and you said August, and you said that very definitely. very definitely.
I remember.
Now I'm wondering if there is something that could happen or something that I could do to make that happen before July. Is that something that is possible?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Let's ask the universe. So the question is there, or let's form the question a little differently and say, what
okay.
can you do?
Yeah.
What can you do
to help this opportunity?
Yeah, to make it happen faster.
To make it happen. The first thing that comes up, Lynn, is relax, okay? Things always happen. You know, everybody knows, when you're in the zone and you're relaxed and you're chilled out, that's where the magic happens. It happens in the relaxation. It happens in the faith and the trust. When you start to get anxious or worried, I'm not even going to put out those words, all those other words, that's when we stall things. So the best thing you can do is to relax. And also, I'm seeing so many colors around you. I think I saw that before, too. Bright colors. Yeah, the creativity. I remember the artwork and all the colors. Mm-hmm. Color is really, really special and very important to you and with you. You react to color. Start changing up how you dress. Start changing up like colors that you wear. Maybe go to something a little bit different. And just relax your energy just a little bit. In the physical world, everything in the physical world manifests from the energetic world. You know this, of course.
Yes.
You know, the babies are out there and they manifest physically. And, you know, and you are so talented and so creative and so inspired. The more you get into that, and the more you sink your teeth into that, the faster you'll make the paperwork come to you. And I know it sounds funny. It's like, can I call somebody or can I hurry up the how do I hurry up the paperwork? Well, you can do it vibrationally by working with color, by working with relaxing and getting also in touch with your feet. I'm getting a lot about your feet, which to me would be grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Are your feet sore, or have you just wore shoes today that were uncomfortable or something like that?
It's funny. Just last night, I wore a new pair of shoes for the first time, and they were absolutely so terrible. I
saw
right into the part.
Your feet are like, yo!
Help me.
Well, and it also, the feet, that's our connection to the earth, and that's our groundingness. And when the feet hurt, we know with acupressure they can go in and do all kinds of things with the feet. So if your feet are bothering you, it's going to affect everything, including your mood.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you might want to soak them or, you know, say you're sorry. maybe give them a little love. But that's that grounding, Lynn.
I have to say what you have just said, even prior to talking about the feet, which I immediately think of reflexology when you talk about the feet, but when you were talking about the changing the color, I really get what you're saying. That is something I wouldn't have thought of, and I really get what you're saying there. So that is helpful.
Oh, good. I'm
right.
So glad. I'm so glad. Yeah, focus on you. Wear some different colors. You know, be nice to your feet. Change your hair. Whatever makes you feel good. But the colors, for sure. And reds and oranges, those kind of colors, really good for you.
Thank you very much.
Very grounding.
And by the way, Michael, I am thinking about changing my hair.
Oh.
I'm getting that too. Yeah. It'd be beautiful. Do it. Do it. Enjoy it. Have fun with it.
Cool beans.
Take it from the girl who changes her hair all the time. Right.
There you go. Well, I know you have other people waiting, so I won't take more of your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn. And thanks for calling back. And please keep us updated. Love to hear how it goes.
I will, and I just want all your callers to know you were right on with the first, what you said initially. You were right on. So.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to help. I'm so happy to get the messages correct from the universe. It's important to me to be a secretary that does a good job. Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care, Lenny.
Okay.
There. Yes, it's always good to have validation. You know what? Quite frankly, Sandy, let me ask you this. Healing energy, vibrations, all that stuff like that. Could a person, could an intuitive such as yourself or an energy worker still be as effective when they've been intoxicated? let's say I'm trying to get a little hammer and stuff.
Sandy.
Intoxicated with alcohol?
Yeah.
Sandy, of course only our Michael K. would ask that question, as he's probably, if I know him, having a glass of Chardonnay right now.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I will give you personal experience as well as observation. I love to observe. And I find it very interesting how the Native Americans reacted when alcohol was introduced into their world.
Right.
And they just can't resonate with it. It just doesn't work for them. And it doesn't work for me. I can't remember the last time I had a drink. I might have had a little bit of wine, I don't know, a month or so ago. But it's because I know I have such a native soul. It affects my physical body, and it doesn't work well for me, and it doesn't work well for the gift. And even if I'm around people that are drinking, I absorb that and can feel it. But
right.
Having said that, that's just my personal experience and some of my observations. But I also have to say that it's whatever works for you. Everybody's different. You know, it's hard to give a broad stroke and say, oh, it's bad for everybody, or this is bad for everybody, or this is great for everybody. You know, you really have to find your own groove and what works for you, and whether that be food or drink or clothes or boyfriends or whatever it is. Find what really gets you in your groove and know yourself that well so it works for you.
Very, very good advice. We're listening to Sandy Athey tonight. Call in at 718-664-9364 with your questions. That's 718-664-9364. Going to continue the harmony here with a little bit of music. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Sandy Athey. This is Preston Leatherman and Lindsay Harris with Harmony. Don't go away.
Like steamy rays from the burning sun. I took it at the park, having so much fun. I can't stop now. No, I can't stop now. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Like blowing out candles every birthday year. Like two scoops of ice cream and a cup of beer. I can't stop love. No, you can't stop love. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Leatherman and Lindsay Harris with Harmony. Check them out at PrestonLeatherman.net. Hey, there's some really cool music in the background. Is that you, Sandy?
No. No, is that the universe playing music for us?
I think the universe is playing music for us.
Where did that come from, Michael Kay?
I have no idea. I didn't press no buttons at all. I did the song like a good little boy and stuff like that. I have no idea, but it's kind of groovy. I do.
Yeah, it is groovy.
So absolutely. Let me just take a look here. Okay, that's not it. Let's put this one out. Oh, that's not doing it. Well, this is, you know, Sandy Live Radio. You gotta dig it.
Yeah, just go with it.
Victoria dropped out as well too, so she'll be joining us in a little bit. So, Sandy, tell me.
There we go.
I'm back.
Hello, universe. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Oh, it might have been Victoria if she went on hold. Maybe we got elevator music.
Could have been that.
No, I didn't actually. Somehow I just dropped out, but anyway, I'm back. Michael, can I ask my question?
Absolutely, go ahead.
So my question, of course, is about makeup, because you guys know the news lady just simply loves makeup. So Sandy, tell everybody who doesn't know that you know, the whole blog that you're doing, the environment, green makeup, pure ingredients, because we didn't mention that the last time, and I always want to try to stick that in your show to remind people.
Oh, thank you so much, Victoria. I got a little sidetracked with making a movie. There's a movie being made about my life story. So I got a little sidetracked from Glamorously Green. But I love Glamorously Green. And I've been testing out a couple of new things. And one of them is skincare. There is a company out in, I believe it's California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, San Francisco, California. And it's a company called Tatcha, T-A-T-C-H-A.
Mm-hmm.
And this lovely lady named Victoria started this company, and she studied with the ancient geishas, because, you know, they're all about beauty.
Exactly.
And the products are so high quality and made, and they're just lovely. And the packaging comes in, and it's beautiful, and you want to open it and just, you know, be with it before you use it. Just lovely. It's called Tatcha, T-A-T-C-H-A. And then another fun thing for summer that I found was something called the tan towel.
Mm-hmm.
And today when I was shopping, I was trying on a color that I wasn't sure I was able to wear, and the sales lady was so sweet, and she said, well, you can wear that because you're out in the sun, you have a tan. And I said,
mm-hmm.
I have not been in the sun. I have been trying this new product called the tan towel that
mm-hmm.
is infused with tea tree oil and cucumber fruit extract, and it's very lovely. And I usually don't do the self-tanner thing, but I said,
right.
I'll try it. And it's lovely. Very, very nice. And I'm giving it a 2 thumbs up. It's called the tan towel. So I'm going to have a couple of these products listed on my website soon. So you can, on my resource page. So you can go and discover for yourself.
And I think that one that you're talking about, the tan towel, I believe I have seen that in a lot of stores. I mean, I know exactly what that one is. And I do believe that, like you said, people rave about it in the beauty industry because of the ingredients that they use, is natural ingredients. And you don't
mm-hmm.
end up looking orange and like a Oompa Loompa, you know. So you actually do look very natural.
No, I didn't at all. The lady said, well, you have a beautiful tan. You're out in the sun. I said, oh, no, I'm trying the tan towel. And it really works. It's really nice. And I'm impressed, and I don't do a lot of that because of what you said. Either it's the smell or it's the chemical, and I don't like to put that on my body. But this is very lovely. It's very gentle, and it's very gradual. Very gradual, and I like it. Yeah, it's called the tan towel, and it's like one of those towelettes. You know, you open the package and take it out, and the formula is on the towel, which is really nice. You don't have to put it on your hands and figure out how much to put on and all of that. So I really enjoy that. So those are my 2 discoveries for this summer.
Thank you very much.
So just a question, because I'm, you know, a little slow here. Is it one towel or is it like a bunch of towelettes?
Well, they're like the little towelettes, and it's nice because you can put them in your purse or you can put them in your travel thing and take them with you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just one towel that you kept rubbing on your skin. I thought, well, that's just the dirt from that you left behind on the last towel. I didn't know there were individual towelettes.
They are. They're like the, you know what I mean, Michael. They're in the little individual
packet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And they're called tan towel. And, yeah, lovely.
Sounds good. Let's
and it
go
dries
back to
quickly, and so, yeah. See, I'll have to use it and come to your pool and see if
absolutely. Pool's open now, as everybody can see on Facebook, yeah. Let's keep the momentum going. You're listening to Sandy Acey. Call in for, what's your question? 718-664-9364. Going to the 951 area code.
Okay.
Hi, can I have your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Crystal, and I'm calling from Hemet, California.
Hey, Crystal, how are you?
I'm good. Well, not really, but is this a, are you guys intuitive?
Hi,
yes.
Crystal. This is Sandy. How can I help you tonight? Are you new to the show?
Yeah, I just happened to stumble across you guys. I was looking for, like, a live psychic or intuitive or something.
Yeah, I could tell.
I could tell
you were new to the show. So take a breath. You're on air, and I'm here to help. What's your question for me tonight, Crystal?
Well, I'm really nervous. I've never done this before.
Take a breath.
I'm just having a
cup of tea. It's fine. It's all good.
I have my other friend on the line with me. It's a joint question. We just started a show of our own,
mm-hmm.
and we're having a lot of problems, and we really have good ideas, but we just keep clashing, and I just don't. I really like her, but, like, Janella, like, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Now, is this a radio show?
Yeah, we're going to start one soon called The Morning After Show, and it's going to
mm-hmm.
be a morning show that plays 90s music and stuff, but we keep having these problems. We can never, like, we have really great ideas, but then, like, we just keep clashing. Like, she's kind of verbally abusive, and I don't know. It's just
that's not true. I the thing is, I want to know if you think that we have a
chance,
a future.
Okay, let's take a deep breath, everybody. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just really upset.
No, it's okay,
no,
Crystal.
Okay. Okay.
Take a deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath and relax, okay? Now, you two are very intuitive, okay? We know this. You guys know it about each other, and you know this. Everybody is, but you guys, you truly are. Take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes connecting
to... Maybe it's not a good idea. I'm really nervous.
Oh, relax.
Don't be nervous.
Relax. Sometimes connecting to the media can be, it can wire you up a little bit. You know, you get a little nervous going on air, or you're on TV, or you're on the radio, and the media has that kind of, everybody's a little nervous when they get
and this is a big
not
show.
Us,
like, I absolutely love your show. You guys are great.
Oh, my
they
God.
Are,
no,
they,
she, that,
oh, yeah.
Really
at home with Victoria rocks. Yeah. So you relax, okay? You find your rhythm with each other and find the right venue. You haven't found the right outlet yet, the right station, the right place for you, okay?
Okay.
Do
you think maybe it's not the right person? Maybe it's her?
Janella,
that's
it's
up
really
to
you. It's not me.
That's up
You're
to
like
you
so
guys
mean.
To figure out, okay? You guys need to just, you know, figure it out and make sure that you go to it from a place of relaxation and calmness. Love is very confident, so you go with a lot of confidence and, you know, just take a breath and connect to what you like about each other, not what you don't like. Okay?
She likes my husband. Sorry, Janella.
Well, you guys connect to what works and what you like, and then find the venue that works for you. And if it doesn't work, that's okay, too. You've learned lessons along the way, and you know what works for you and what doesn't. And if it doesn't work, that's okay, too.
Can you tell me, like, if she hits on my husband a lot? And I don't know.
Wait a minute. It's all in good fun, though.
No, but it's all the time. Like, she hey, boo-boo, and, like, blows kisses at him. And I think it's funny sometimes, but I think she takes it too far. And she might be.
Well, okay. So everybody has to honor everybody's space here, okay? Everybody has to honor everybody's space and everybody's opinion. And, just work with your husband here. Everybody just take a deep breath.
You know, but let me just say, though, I really get along with her husband. I think that we have a,
He's not your husband. He's my husband. And you constantly do it. And I just can't take it because I don't know if he's going to leave me for you or not.
Oh, honey. Honey, you're okay. Remember, love is very confident. Love is very, very confident. Have confidence in yourself and in your marriage and in your husband.
Down in front of him, and then they laugh about it together, and it's just really fun. It's just messed up. I'm sorry.
Crystal.
That was the case. She's very insecure with herself.
Okay, wait. You guys, if you'd like to call and set up a session with me, that would be great. I would love to do that with you, okay?
Oh, I would love that.
Do you take EBT?
Do I take what?
Do you take EBT?
What's EBT?
That's all I can pay you with is EBT, like welfare.
Oh, well, I take Visa and MasterCard.
Good, okay.
Yeah, of course, and PayPal.
Well, Chris
is
poor, but I do have, I have all those, all the above.
Sure, yeah, you just take a breath, okay, and we'll go ahead, you give me a call, all right, or email me, and we can set up a session and, you know, get into it a little bit more because, you know, there's a lot going on here, and right now let's just take a breath and everybody relax, and, you know, we can get into your personal stuff, you know, later.
Yeah, they're the best, Crystal. I told you that,
talking to you right now. I'm not going to do the show or anything anymore because I think that you're really messing with me.
Everybody take a breath, okay? We're going to honor Victoria and Michael's space on the show here tonight, okay? We're going to honor this space. There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you guys take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
And, Crystal,
before you get off the line...
Yeah.
I want you both to tell me something you like about each other and why you're friends.
I really don't know.
Well, then that was a good question.
That was nice. I like that. What do I like most about her? I like when she doesn't drink.
Janelle, why did you do that?
I'm just
curious.
Everything. Like,
everything will work out okay. Okay,
yes.
Janelle, tell me something you like about Crystal.
Chris, I love Crystal's personality. I think she's very sensitive, but she's very...
Okay, no buts. Crystal is sensitive, and Crystal likes it when you're sober. Okay, that's good. We can work with that, okay? You girls take a breath and hug and make up, okay? You promise?
Okay.
And Sandy,
focus on what you like, and if you'd like to go further, then call and set up a session with me, okay?
Sandy, I'm going to interrupt
you. I would love
right
that.
Here.
You're the best. Thank you. You guys are the best.
Crystal and Gina, I just want to let you know, get a pencil. Call Sandy at 410-747-6510. That's her private line. She can go ahead and
call
you.
Hold on, wait. 6510?
Yes, 410. No, it's toll-free. 410-747-6510.
So she'll talk to me for free?
She'll talk
well,
to
you'd
you.
Have to set up a private session.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank
you
so much.
I love
you
both.
Thank you.
Good
thank you. I love you so much.
Wow.
It's so hard when you're caught up in all that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It really is. Because the emotions, we all know. We all know what that space is like. There isn't anybody on earth that can escape that space.
Well,
what a wonderful
Sandy, you know
call.
And Sandy, you know what? Clearly what those two have going on, at home with Victoria and you in a short amount of time was not going to make a dent or fix that tonight. I mean, they really are going to need a one-on-one session and more time with you, I think.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, and what a wonderful lesson for everyone, for us and for everyone listening. We, as human beings, we all get caught up in the emotion and we're in relationships so we can learn things and we can really stretch ourselves and grow from them and understand and learn as much as we can as human beings. So, yeah, that was, you know, that type of call is just as powerful as any other because we're all human and we're all subject to the gamut of emotion. Absolutely. So much love to the both of them.
Absolutely. We're going to take a little bit of break. We're going to continue to take your calls at 718-664-9364 right after this. This is Ray Scott with I Love You Both. We love you both, girls. Take care.
Yes.
Half the time you drive me crazy. Half the time you keep me sane. Now you might be raising hell tomorrow, but you got angel wings today. And that's okay. 'Cause I love you both. I love you that makes me smile just like a clown. And I love you that makes me want to cuss out loud and then turn around and lay it down. I love you both. And you can be the softest ray of sunshine, and you're the hardest pouring rain. You're the best of both worlds, baby. The two ain't nowhere near the same. Miss Yen and Miss Yang. And I love you both. I love you that makes me smile just like a clown. And I love you that makes me want to cuss out loud. Then turn around. Down. I love you both. Yeah, I love you both. I love you that makes me smile just like a clown. And I love you that makes me want. I love you both. Half the time you drive me crazy. Half the time you keep me sane.
Ray Scott with I Love You Both. Go ahead and check him out at rayscottmusic.com. I thought that was fitting, ladies. Don't you find
the
covers
for
before?
Two.
I thought it was indicative. Kind of brought the energy cooler down and everything like that and stuff.
Perfect.
But we're still taking your calls for Sandy Athey tonight. Call in at 718-664-9364. Sandy, just to go ahead and spin off to this movie of yours and stuff, what can you tell us about it? I know it's a movie of your life, but are you in pre-production? Are you filming now? What are you doing?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm working with this amazing documentary filmmaker. It'll be a documentary, so it'll be that style. His name is Lorenzo Olsen, and he's actually showing at the Mid-Atlantic Film Festival in a couple of weeks another movie. He's an Emmy Award-winning documentary maker, and we've shot the trailer. We did three days of shooting, and he'd like to get a little bit more in the trailer. So for everyone listening, we're now looking for an actress to play me.
I love it.
A couple of scenes, and then we'll put that in the trailer. He wants the trailer, and I agree with him, he wants it to tell more of the story. You know, a trailer, you should really know what the movie's about. You should get a lot of the visuals and really know the story. So we're working on that, and we're right in the middle of interviewing actresses, and we'll have a casting call probably within the next couple of weeks.
Well, if you know, I happen to know several brilliant actresses. And I'm going to put together a list and send it to your people. And I'll send you the reels, too, and that way you'll get a sense of them. But, yeah, I already off the top of my head, I got a few people that I can certainly.
Do.
Oh, yeah.
The universe says yes. Well, it's the material. We had one actress, and she was lovely and wonderful, but the material kind of scared her a little bit. She wasn't really sure that she could do it. So I really want somebody that's very secure in their talent and who they are, because it's a rough scene. It's a rough scene.
No, it absolutely is.
Right.
Let's go back to the chat. Let's go back to the calls. Calling in all the way from Jarrow, England, is
wow.
Our one and only Shannon Sybil. Shannon, thanks for calling in tonight, honey. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. You're live on the
Sandy. Hi, Shannon. Aren't you adorable?
Hello.
So nice to meet you. Can I help you tonight?
I didn't really have a question, actually. I was just coming to say hi.
Oh, how nice.
That's nice.
That's
Michael
nice.
And Victoria have, at home Victoria has the nicest, most wonderful audience. And it goes across the pond. Look at that. It reaches out across the pond.
Well, Sandy, I want to tell you something about Shannon. Shannon is an excellent singer. Maybe Mike can find one of her songs and end the show with it tonight. She's an incredible artist, and she's actually going to be graduating this summer. Shannon, tell us what school, I know for nursing, but tell Sandy all about that since you're on the line.
I'd love to
well.
Hear it.
I study health and social care college, and then I've been studying there for 2 years, and then once that's finished, next month, I can go to uni if I want to do nursing.
Oh, good for you.
So,
you're going
to
be perfect for that.
Yeah, she wants
yeah.
to help. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be perfect. You're going to love it. And, oh, you're going to make such a difference. And everybody's going to love you. They already do, but it's perfect. Well, everybody loves Shannon, of course. It's perfect for you.
Yeah. Sandy, just for those people calling in without questions and stuff like that, I know you also just do first readings off of just energy and stuff like that. What kind of energy are you getting off Shannon?
You know what? I see Shannon as young and absolutely adorable. You know, there can be a lot of different words to describe someone. Like if you were to go to the British thing, like if you looked at Princess Di, you would say she's beautiful. You know, she has that kind of a regal sort of aura. Now, Shannon, she's just adorable and cute. You just want to hug her. She makes you feel comfortable, and she's very much herself, you know, very confident in who she is, and just, you know, always has a smile for everybody.
She does.
Yeah. Very, very
just adorable.
Accurate.
Just adorable. Sweet. Sweet
thanks.
And adorable.
Thanks for calling
That's
in.
That's how
Shannon.
I would describe her. You
well,
are,
you're very
aren't you,
accurate.
Shannon?
Absolutely.
Sweet and adorable. Aw. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And sharing your sweet and adorableness with us. I really appreciate that.
Take care, Shannon.
Bye, Shannon.
So
she's so adorable. That's just
she
the word
is.
That keeps coming.
Yeah, and she really is. Yeah, she really is. She's very, very special. In fact, Shannon, if you have time, post your blog. Shannon's going to be coming to visit America this summer. Post your blog inside the
Ooh.
Chat room and maybe send it to Sandy so she can kind of follow you and see what you're doing. Yeah. Very
oh,
cool.
Please do. Please do. I would love to learn more.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Let's, again, we're still taking your calls for Sandy Athey at 718-664-9364. Going to go to one last song before the end of the show. We're running out of time, Sandy, but this is Morgan Mayer with Talons. Let's sharpen up and give a call. 718-664-9364. Don't go away. Check her out at facebook.com/Morgan Mayer. Regina Girl from Regina, Saskatchewan. Very proud to have her on. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to At Home with Victoria with Sandy Athey, intuitive author and animal whisperer, as she's taking your calls tonight, 718-664-9364. If you want to go ahead and have a private session with Sandy, give her a call at 410-747-6510 or on the internet at www.sandyathey.net. Sandy, how's the Daily Dance doing? I always like to go ahead and double check and see how book sales are going. It's a fantastic book. Pick it up if you can. It's available where books are sold. And Sandy, for those people who are just tuning in for the first time, give us a little bit of background of what the book's about.
Oh, thank you. I love the Daily Dance. Thank you so much.
You too.
Yeah, it's that book that I want you to have next to you or next to your bed or, in, you know, that you reach for and you can open to any page and it'll have something happy or something enlightening or something funny or like a little meditation for the day. And it has journal pages where you can keep track of my favorite thing, you know, what you're grateful for and what inspires you and that kind of thing. And I want you to love it, and I want it to be that book that's dog-eared and has things put in it and shoved in it and carried around with you. And a lot of people tell me they do that, and I really, really appreciate it. It is a compilation of, I used to write a blog called The Daily Dance, and that's it turned into the book. So I'm very grateful for the book, and I like it. I like it a lot. And, you know, kids like the book.
Fantastic.
Kids love the Daily Dance. I had an eighth grade young lady, very adorable young lady, do a book report using the Daily Dance. And she made a poster and wrote all of it on the poster, and it was just beautiful. I was so honored because, you know, kids, they'll tell you what they think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, out of the mouth
of babe. I was so honored about that. And I've had other kids. I have a lady who has a 10-year-old daughter, and they read the Daily Dance together every night, and they do the exercises. And I love that. I love that the whole family can enjoy it.
Absolutely. Sandy, I'm getting the idea that Lenny has another question here. She's holding and she's phoned me.
Sure.
So, Lenny, you're back on air with At Home with Victoria. Do you have another question, doll? Lenny? Maybe my intuition was wrong. you're the intuitive Sandy, not I.
Well, you know, I went on Facebook while the music was playing, and I saw Shannon had friended me. And you know what? She is adorable.
She is adorable.
She is, isn't she?
Yes. And it says foreign correspondent for At Home with Victoria. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, she's actually, well, foreign correspondent would, you know, you sort of think of a seasoned journalist. I think Michael and I kind of gave her that. But she more is like an intern with At Home with Victoria, and we're her mentor. And she kind of fills in. She filled in one time when I wasn't able to do the show, and she'll co-host with Michael and, you know, get us guests from over there. So, yeah, she does a lot for the show. We just simply adore her and think the world of her.
Oh, how could you not? She's just so sweet and adorable, and she's, you know, she's so smart, but she's just smiles, and she always makes everybody smile. That was the thing I liked about her.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm.
Now that she does, and she's going to make you smile too, because some of her posts, she's, like I said, Victoria mentioned she's a singer and she's an artist and stuff, and her Facebook page is fantastic to watch because you're watching the evolution of a budding star. You know, she started off very, very young, very, very green. Her production skills, her songwriting skills, her vocal talents are growing at an exponential rate. So she's certainly, definitely one to watch. And I'm just glad that she actually friended you and everything like that. But
yeah, she's very focused.
She
very
is
focused. Focused. Mm-hmm.
Very,
she does
very
a great
focused.
Job with that.
Absolutely.
Is Lynn still there? Did
no, Lynn's not here and everything like that. So let's just go ahead and start wrapping it up, ladies. Sandy, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure, you know, chatting with you and our listeners. Sandy's back the last Monday of every month. And so tune into Home of Victoria next month on the last Monday and come up with some questions and get what's happening there too as well. Actually, just one second. I got another phone call here from 610 from the 610. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
Michael,
hello?
It's Lynn.
Lynn, hey.
You are.
There we are. I wasn't wrong.
I am so sorry. I got disconnected. You recognize my number, but it's our dear friend Nikki, our neighbor, who would like to speak with Sandy. She's been trying to get in for, Nikki's been trying to get in for the hour, so we said, why don't you come over here? So here she is.
Okay. Wonderful.
Hello.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Yeah, you sure are. How can I help you?
I have a question. I'm thinking of starting a new business, and I just want to see if that's something I should go ahead with or if it's going to work out for me.
Okay, Nikki, why am I seeing you working out and walking and getting in shape? What, have you been putting a lot of focus on that?
Yeah, I have recently lost 35 pounds.
Thank you for that. Wow, that's wonderful confirmation. Oh, my goodness, you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You look fantastic. Well, the read I kept getting, because I kept seeing the working out and you know, all that transformation. And it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Put that, now you're at a point where you're sort of at a crossroads. Take, now, of course, continue that, because I know you have a little bit more to go, and, you know, you haven't quite hit your goal yet, but you're almost there.
Yep.
But now take your energy and put that same amount of enthusiasm and joy and appreciation into the new business and put a lot of attention on the computer with the new business. You know what I'm talking about with that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Because I keep getting the computer is important for this business.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, I've been on the computer a lot lately looking up information and doing that sort of thing.
Okay. And maybe some marketing on the computer and that. But whatever it is, it's the computer's important. And all you have to do is just take a little bit of that focus, because you've done a magnificent job, and put it into that new business, and it will take off faster than you can imagine.
Great.
It'll just, bam, take right off. And good luck on reaching your goal. How many, do you have more weight to go for your goal?
I have 15 more pounds I'd like to lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're close enough. Close
enough. Yeah, I got that you were almost there. That's so amazing. Good for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, doll.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Bye, Nikki.
One last caller coming in from the 708-417. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, love? Miss Tibbles? Deborah?
Hey, how are you? Yeah,
hey,
I knew
that was your number calling in.
I did not realize I was actually on the air.
You are live on the air with Sandy Athey. We've got 4 minutes left. Sandy's an intuitive, and so if you needed any information, she's your girl.
Hi,
and who is
how are you?
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Debbie Tibbles.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I love your accent.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Another
I love
voice.
Yours.
Thank you. Did you have a question for me tonight, or are you just calling in for the love?
You know, I'm calling in for both reasons. I'm calling in for the love, and, you know, I suppose, you know what, I am calling in for the intuitive. Like, there's so many questions, actually, that I have about intuitive.
Well, I'll ask one, we've got 2 minutes left.
Well, I do private sessions, Debbie.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to you then. But
I would love that.
You know, okay, so what is your, I have a question. What is your, like, thought on, you know, I have, you know, I did lose my son, and
I'm sorry.
A lot of questions about, you know, I have feelings sometimes that I feel him, but then other times that I don't, you know, and...
He comes to
you
in your dreams. Yeah, he comes in your dreams.
Yeah.
He does sometimes, you know, and other times I can be, like, in my car and he's in the back seat.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's like... You know, what is that? Is that intuitive? Is that, you know, what I'm feeling? Or is that something else going on? Or, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts about that?
Is it comforting to you?
Well, of course, yes. I mean,
okay.
It is. But at the same time, I'm also being realistic about certain situations, you know, and I wonder about that sometimes.
Well, I'm going to give you a real quick answer because we only have a couple minutes here. But I've been to the other side and back, okay, Debbie, in this lifetime, like for real, all right? And that was how my gift was really opened. And I do get a lot of visitations from people and the other side and all of that. And I don't think that I can explain.
Yeah,
you know,
this
the more I learn, the more I know I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that it's real. He's okay. It's a real thing. It's a real place. It's beautiful out there. And if it brings you comfort and it brings you peace, then have appreciation for it and embrace it. You know, everybody is intuitive. Everyone is intuitive.
You know what, though?
And trauma opens that. And that's that's one of the most hugest traumas.
Debbie, I'm sorry, we've got 20 seconds left. Go ahead and check out sandyathey.net. I'm not even going to have time for the intro. But, Deb, thanks for calling in. Sandy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, much love to you, Debbie.
Love you guys very, very much. You guys have a
great
evening, and thanks
Talk
for tuning in.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for having me. Safe journeys.